You know what I do see? These are things I look at, not necessarily what's going on the field. I watch the interaction when they're not in their full rep. You know, the offense, the defense. The offense goes out there, not defensive guys. I love the way they're interacting. In a good way. They're talking about football, but they're having fun doing it. That happened today. When you can have that, and you're playing decent, you know, that's a good thing. I mean, I'd like to get more and more of that. I'd like to have a little bit of fun.
How much of an asset was it that you were able to move Obi around last Monday night?
Yeah, I think he's getting more and more comfortable with the hand, so it allows us to do some more things. I mean, Pat, Graham, and Z have been doing a great job with that. They get over on the sideline, we make a decision in between series, and we go with it, and we have that kind of versatility. I think that helps.
What did you think of him on the interior? Did you get some damage in there?
Yeah, we're trying to get the right matchups. It'll depend on who they have out there, who we have, and where we can get them. Again, that isn't always easy to do, but I think Pat and T have done a good job getting those guys coordinated on the sidelines so that when they go out for those guys,
During this winning streak, you've gotten increasing pressure on the quarterback. How did it feel on Monday to finally see you guys get some results in the form of sacks?
Yeah, we made a conscious decision going into the game early that we were going to rely on our D-line, you know, to have some success. When you put number 18 out there, A.J. Green, you know, we didn't want to be in a lot of single high. We didn't want to be in a lot of things that we were going to leave somebody hanging out there. So we had to put it on the shoulders of the D-line, and they came through. It was good to see. It was great the way they closed the game. We changed a little bit at the end of the game, where we pressured a little bit more. But I thought overall it was a nice job. One play just sticks in my craw. I won that. Early one, right down the middle.
What happened there? Like, why was there such a
big one? We had worked on it. I think what we did was ran too many of the other plays during practice that week, and I think our guys thought a little bit more of those and forgot about the one that was right down the middle. Shame on me.
Those back-to-back sacks that you had on their last drive, I mean, obviously the first one seemed like a jailbreak, but
yeah.
That's a tough spot, I would imagine. I mean, JPP has to come out. I think it was Romeo, and then DK was inside with OB. I mean, in that situation, I mean, did you know immediately? Was there any panic with JPP?
No. I mean, we had the package that we went with that particular time of game, the 2-minute drill, and I think it was a 1-for-1. I think Romeo, Romeo's already in that package. Somebody else went in for, I'm on to another game, you realize that, right? Today's Thursday. I believe what we did was, I think Snatch went in, correct? To get a little push. We had a big guy inside. And then somebody went out to replace JPP. I don't know if he was bringing or whatever, but it worked out fine. What we were looking for in that particular time was a little push. And we got it. We got it with a different call, and then we got it with four guys. But, I mean, I didn't feel that. And again, I think the assistant coaches did a really good job of getting guys in and out there.
Back to OV, would it be fair to say that his hand is significantly better now than it was a couple weeks ago? And does that allow you to do more?
Look, I know we keep asking about the hand, and the right and the left. Here's what I would say. You got to ask OV. I do not ask him every day how his hand is. Don't do it. He got tired of that early on. How you doing? How's your hand? You all right? You know, I like the guys that like that. So I don't even have that conversation. So I don't know how it's feeling, but he's able to do more, so that tells me it must be a little bit better.
So this is your second year here. Some of your guys, quite a number of your guys, it's the first year of working under you.
Uh-huh.
Remember that big theme in that 07 was that it took a while to kind of just get the thing going and clicked in. Is something similar happening now where the new guys are kind of...
We're getting there. We've been a little healthier, a little consistently healthy in the last couple of weeks. Believe it or not, the guy's getting hurt and being down and being up. That you struggle with that as much as anything. The continuity comes when you got the same people talking, the same people communicating with each other. And I think in the last couple of weeks we've had that in a lot of different spots. What is different from this team and going back there is, I mean, Antonio Pierce was in there for all downs. So you heard one voice, and that kind of now Kelvin and Keenan have done a great job, even though there's one in there in different downs, but. That was a little bit of an up and down, and I think it's smoothing out a little bit. We'll see. We got a long way to go. Look, you don't win anything after 9 games, so we got to keep doing this. And there were enough mistakes that we made in this past game that we could find out. But you're right. I think it feels a little bit more comfortable, and thank God for that.
Success in the red zone, scheme, quality of players, effort, a little bit of everything?
Probably a little bit of everything. But I think our guys have I think the character of the guys we have, the competitiveness of the guys we have out there, make a huge difference. I see it in their eyes. They don't flinch when we get in there. I hope that's confidence in what we're doing. But I think it really resonates because of the guys we have. We've got some quality guys out there.
They lose an option, Jeffrey. I mean, how does that change their offense?
You know, we have a couple of guys here that were with Chicago, so I was kind of asking around. And this was an interesting statement someone made. You know, when you have a Jeffries and you're a quarterback, you tend to throw it. When you don't have that, you tend to do this. And the statement that was made is that Jay Cutler is really good when he spreads the ball around. So I think we got to be careful that just because an elite player isn't playing for them now, that doesn't mean they're going to miss a beat, and their beat might go up because of all of our different places. I thought that was an interesting statement.
Where does DRC stand? Do you think his role will go back up this week? Or?
Well, he was dealing with a little bit of a back issue in the last game, and he looks okay right now. All those guys are going to be in and out. We're not going to change that. We keep it fresh. You know, part of it is they got to play special teams, too. DRC does a little bit of that, some of the backup guys, so I think it helps the whole team when we get a number of guys, too, so that's not going to change.
You said all season that JPP just had a great motor. Was last game kind of his most visible game? It seemed like he was making plays that were...
Yeah, I noticed the one certainly when, you know, he gets that long body up there and knocks passes down. I think that people, you'd have to ask offensive coaches and offensive players, but I think they feel him. That's a good thing for us, you know, because we got to worry about one guy. He can do some other things. I think he's steadily gotten more comfortable in playing. And look, we all realize that as you get further and further in the season, we're in November now, it gets really important. We want him to continue to be important. When they're not important anymore, that's not good. So I would agree with what you're saying.
Odell called you guys a Super Bowl-level defense or championship-level defense. Would you agree that you're on that trajectory or you see signs of that?
Yeah, we got a ways to go. You know, to me, you know, there's nothing such thing as perfection, but we chase perfection. Now, our motto is we chase perfection and we rely on relentless. And that's what you got to do. I mean, if you start thinking that way, that's why nobody's going to think that way. That's when you go backwards, in my opinion. Let's talk about the next game, the next play, all of that stuff, all the stuff that you hear from coaches. That's what we'll focus on. And hopefully, if you do that, have some success at the end, all of those things come.
Eli Apple have a nice bounce back to end of your mind.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. I thought he really did. And there's some... Anytime you're a corner and you're out there pressing as much as we do, there's some unnoticed really good plays. There were some really good snaps in there where both him and Rabbit took away wideouts. Consequently, he had to hold on the ball a little bit, resulting in some pressure on the quarterback. But I would agree, he had a really good game. It was good to see.
Is the big play potential the Bears have the biggest concern?
Yeah. I mean, they're one of the top teams in the NFL in explosive plays. I'm going to tell you what, that running back, he's as good as I've seen all year. And we know Jay Cutler is a good quarterback. Every offense we play, you're going to hear me say it's a scary offense because they're NFL players. I mean, they can do anything. We back off that much, and we'll have a problem, but we're not going to do that.